Thank you all for coming. I'm told that our topic this evening is how to repay our debt to Srila Prabhupada. Is that the topic? Did I get that right? And I will give a response which at one time would have been considered quite conventional, and today might be considered quite radical. And that is that Srila Prabhupada said that if we want to do that, we should distribute his books. These Prabhupada, every night while we were sleeping or while we weren't yet born, depending on who we are, Prabhupada would rise early and write books for us, because that's the first thing, is that we're meant to read them, and for others who can get the most important benefit in life by reading these books. They're reading all rubbish. They're reading newspapers that are suitable to wrap their fish in, and whose topics are all useless. Useless means, all right, you get the weather, but you don't. The real purpose of life will not be found in the newspapers, novels, fiction, sociology, this, that. We won't find what we need, ultimately. And Srila Prabhupada wanted to give us that ultimate necessity of life, all the way from the basics, from understanding the difference between the self and the body, understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the way up to the perfection of spiritual realization in Krishna consciousness. Just that one little book, Nectar of Instruction. When I had some responsibility at BBT for advising the size of print runs, how many books we should print. And because some titles you may want to print in large numbers so that you get the price down, and then some you may print in small numbers, mainly for the devotees. That was the thinking. So they asked me about this Nectar of Instruction. Should it be for, you know, big run or small? And I considered that in this book, the essence of all advice is that one should spend 24 hours a day by the side of Radhakund, relishing the one's relationship with the divine couple. And I thought this is certainly meant for the devotees. So I advised 10,000, something like that. So Prabhupada received the copies of the book. He said, very nice. Only one thing, why only 10,000? He said, you should print 100,000. This book is very important. It should be distributed to all the schools and universities. I never gave any advice after that about what books. But Prabhupada used to say about all of his books that just by touching them, people would get benefit, and that people could read them in any order, that they would be like a sweet. You bite into a gulab jamun from any side, and you'll get the taste. And Prabhupada gave great importance, immense importance, to this work of distributing books. He Said everything else I learned from my father, how to chant Hare Krishna, how to play mridanga, how to hold the Rath Yatra festival and distribute prasadam. He said, but this I learned from my Guru Maharaj, to publish books. He was very fond of books, and even if some ordinary brahmachari, Prabhupada said some ordinary member, would distribute even a few of these newspapers that his Guru Maharaj was publishing, then his Guru Maharaj would say, oh, you're so nice. He would appreciate. And it's difficult to convey how much Srila Prabhupada was pushing us to distribute books. Here's Guru Charna Padma. She knows how much Prabhupada was pushing us to distribute books. And that's what she was doing, distributing books, distributing magazines. That's what practically all of us were doing. Because I was in the production department, I distributed a little bit. Not everyone may be the greatest distributor of books, but everyone can take part. Prabhupada cited that there was a slogan at the in the Indian Railways office, keep the wheels turning. Indian Railways is maybe the biggest employer in the world, or second biggest employer in the world. But they're not all engineers. There's engineers, there's cooks, there's station masters, there's porters, there's so many people working in different departments. We need everyone to move up again and sort of shifting in the direction of the deities also. We saved the space over closer to the deities for you. So the idea is that maybe not everyone is an engineer, but everyone has a part to play in seeing that the wheels keep turning. And Srila Prabhupada gave us that spirit, that we have a message. We have a message to give to the world. And that message is crucially important. Prabhupada gave the example that when there's a fire in the house, somehow or other, the residents make themselves known to the neighbors, make the trouble known to the neighbors. Maybe they speak a different language, maybe they're from a different culture, maybe whatever. But somehow or other, they let people know that there's a fire. And Prabhupada saw that the world is on fire. Sangsara Dhavanala. The world is on fire, a fire of birth and death, and people are perishing in that fire. Of course, the soul doesn't perish, but they're being burnt up in that fire. And, no, please, no cameras. And the duty of those who've received Krishna consciousness is to try to help them, try to save them. One time, one devotee, Madhusudan, when Srila Prabhupada's health was not so good, he said, Srila Prabhupada, better that you rest for a while and not preach. Prabhupada said to him, my dear boy, if I did not preach, where would you be? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is to distribute Krishna consciousness, not just to keep it. In the fourth canto maybe, Srimad Bhagavatam, it's said that water, that knowledge kept to oneself is like water in a cracked pot. Keep water in a cracked pot, it will all be lost. So when we keep knowledge to ourselves, then like a miser, he's keeping his money very carefully, but sooner or later someone comes and steals all his money, or there was some article, someone was keeping all these euros and then the mouse came and ate them all. So this knowledge should be distributed. Our kirtan parties are for that. And Srila Prabhupada said that the book distribution is the greater kirtan, Brihat kirtan. The mridanga party will be heard for a few blocks, but the big mridanga party will be heard all over the world. And therefore Prabhupada gave so much importance. If you want to please me, distribute my books. Now someone may say that I don't have facility for standing on a street corner selling books or going to this place or that place. But Prabhupada used to tell us, strain your brain. Strain your brain doesn't mean put it through a strainer, it means... And put it through exercise. How can I distribute these books? How can I distribute these books? Then there are so many ways. One can go from door to door. One can, first thing, keep books with you. Why do ladies carry purses? Yes, keep books. If we have books with us always, then we'll meet people and we can say, here, this is for you, this is for you. Invite your neighbors, give them a book, give books to people at your office. All these weddings at Bhaktivedanta Manor. What's the use of getting married unless books are distributed at your wedding? It's an opportunity that so many people can get something of spiritual value. Otherwise they come, they eat a few samosas, they give their blessings, and so on. But if they get a book, it can change their whole life. Yes. When we think about it, when we meditate on it, there are so many ways to distribute books. And if you can't think of any other way, then you don't know how to distribute another book here in Britain. Then you can distribute books in Africa. Yeah, you just go to my website, press the PayPal button, give a donation of £20,000 or more, and we'll distribute books for you. Prabhupada wanted to distribute as many books in as many languages as there are in the world. So that, if we take that seriously, just as Prabhupada took it seriously, in his old age, he's going through so much trouble to write, to go to the printer, to somehow or other pull the funds together, to... and then to carry those books to the West, and then to go to the bookshops and try and sell a few books. So much importance he gave to books. Prabhupada said the whole communist movement, which was all rubbish in terms of its ideology, spread because of literature. Then what to speak of literature that actually gives absolute knowledge? How much is there? When we read the books, we'll develop appreciation and enthusiasm and understanding. And then the next thing is, let me share these books with others, either personally or by helping, keeping the wheels turning, making that a very focal point, a very central purpose of our Krishna consciousness movement. During Srila Prabhupada's time, people always ask, what was it like during Srila Prabhupada's time? Prabhupada was whipping us. He was whipping us. Distribute books. Or if not whipping us, he would foment competition. If somebody was distributing books, Prabhupada would point out to his rival, just see how many books they've distributed. What are you doing? He said, competition is there in the spiritual world also. The gopis are competitive, the cowherd boys are competitive for pleasing Krishna. Competition is found in everywhere in this world, Prabhupada said, because it's in the spiritual world also. It's originally there in Krishna. The cowherd boys are dividing into teams and they're competing. Yes. Now, during Srila Prabhupada's time, this was very, very prominent. Even in his last days, Prabhupada didn't want to, in his very last days, the letters, he was letting the secretary see to the letters, most of the mail, it was like, I don't need to see it. Let the secretaries deal with it. But the book scores, Prabhupada was eager to hear. When the book scores would come, Prabhupada would say, this is giving me life. This is giving me life. A batch of scores, just numbers on a sheet of paper. But for Prabhupada, they represented the fulfillment of his purpose in his service to his spiritual master. Prabhupada wrote in his Srimad Bhagavatam in the Indian edition, in the little preface, he said, they see that we're moving in the paper market, they see that we're moving in the printers and the bookstores, and it seems to them that we're doing business in the garb of the renounced order of life. He said, but they don't know that this is a spiritual activity. And Prabhupada explained that there are many, Prahlad Maharaj had said that there are many transcendentalists who take vows of silence and they go to the mountains for their own spiritual enlightenment. And they don't give attention to what may happen to others. But Prahlad Maharaj said, I'm not like them. So cheta to vimukha cheta sendriyarta. Maya sukhaya paramudvahato vimudha. These vimudhas, these first class fools, have created a humbug civilization. Bada means a burdensome materialistic way of life in which the happiness is illusory, maya sukha, happiness that appears to be happiness but doesn't make us happy, but imposes on us a great cumbersome, burdensome, frustrating way of life. Maya sukhaya paramudvahato vimutha. These fools and rascals have created such a civilization. Then Prahlad Maharaj says that I have no difficulty for myself, but I'm very unhappy. I'm lamenting for them. Vimukha cetasa indriyarta. They've turned toward sense gratification, trying to satisfy the physical machinery of the senses, and vimukha, turning their faces away from Krishna. So they'll never be happy that way. They'll only be suffering too much. So Prahlad Maharaj was desiring that to help them, to rescue them. And Srila Prabhupada was so much in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. He could have stayed in Vrindavan and been very spiritually comfortable. But he chose to leave Vrindavan to come to the West for our benefit. Then how indebted are we? How indebted must we be to Srila Prabhupada for giving us this opportunity after millions and millions of lifetimes to become conscious of Krishna, to serve Krishna, to have the association of devotees, to have the holy name, to have so many kinds of good fortune. Then Prabhupada said that, of course, one can never dissolve that debt. But we can work on it. Prabhupada desired that if you, of course, to be eternally indebted is our good fortune. We don't really want to dissolve that debt. But out of gratitude, or out of compassion, or for one, whatever may get us, inspire us, or give us, what would you say, give us, enliven us, or stimulate us. We can try to take part in this essential activity. It's not one of the departments of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's not one of the many things that we do. It's not. Not in, in Prabhupada's mind, it wasn't one of the things that we do. He gave it center stage. And he said that when we distribute our books, everything else comes. Everything else comes. Devotees come, money comes, fame comes, happiness comes, problems disappear. There was some court case in America. Prabhupada said you should put all of our books there. Enter them into evidence. We did, and we won. Yes. When there would be a fire yajna, there are so many different rituals that could be performed. Prabhupada would have one person sit in each corner and read a book. This person's reading Nectar of Devotion in this corner. This person's reading Bhagavad Gita as it is in this corner. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya in this corner. Some Bhagavatam in this corner. And they would sit and read out loud. And Prabhupada can, you know, there's so many rituals. Om ba 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 ba. Om ba 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 ba. Om ba 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 ba. Om ba ba ba. The Prabhupada's approach was, read the books. That will bring everything auspicious. Yes. So, read them, relish them, distribute them. Take part. Strain your brain. Find a way to play a part in this most important activity. And Srila Prabhupada will be pleased, his Guru Maharaj will be pleased, Krishna will be pleased, and people will benefit and be pleased. Hare Krishna.